Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead describes Deep Blue Organ Trio as a Chicago institution. They've been together since the early 1990s, and for the last 8 years, they've held forth at Uptown's Green Mill Tavern most every Tuesday night. Recently, they've been out of town a bit, touring the Midwest with Steely Dan. The trio's fourth album is now out. It's devoted to one of America's great songwriters.
Tell Me Something Good from Deep Blue Organ Trio's Wonderful, their new set of Stevie Wonder tunes. As a great American songwriter, Wonder attracts some attention from jazz musicians, but maybe not enough. His songs, with their suave harmonies and rousing shout choruses, undercurrents of blues and gospel, and meaty melodies to dig into or run with, are jazz waiting to happen. Stevie Wonder's As, written in his 1970s golden age, like most tunes on Wonderful. Deep Blue Organ Trio's best-known member is Bobby Broom, thanks to two stints playing with Sonny Rollins. The guitarist has his own voice, even when he echoes jazz and R&B kings like Grant Green and Cornell Dupree. Broom is originally from New York, but has been in Chicago long enough for the city's blues culture to rub off on the way he bends a note, rides a good riff, and leave some open space in a solo. This is from Jesus' Children of America. To my ears, these pop covers connect less to the so-called New Standards movement of a few years ago than to populist jazzers like Ramsey Lewis and Jimmy Smith playing pop songs in the 60s. This trio's deeply blue old-school organist is Chris Forman, yet another Chicago jazz stalwart deserving a geographically wider reputation. He's not so very fancy. Forman never misses a bluesy inflection, but doesn't usually go in for turbulent organ timbres or higher math bebop chords. His playing is much more about the groove. Greg Rockingham shows how the right drummer tightens up everybody's time. He can swing lightly or hit a heavy backbeat to lock it in the pocket. Deep Blue Organ Trio is really a rhythm machine. When they dig into a syncopated pattern and hold their ground, they remind us how much minimalism owes to moments of catatonic ecstasy in rhythm and blues. Chris Foreman holds that note for 58 seconds, by the way. Deep Blue Organ Trio don't usually go in for grand gestures like that, or like Stevie Wonder, for that matter. They play these tunes with a scrappy informality like the Chicago bar band they are. A few tracks end with fades, as if these jams went on far longer. Much as I like Chris Foreman's keyboard work, I wish his left foot on the pedals evokes Stevie's funky bass patterns more. It's as if the trio are still getting their feet wet on this material. Still, there are plenty of good Stevie Wonder tunes they haven't tapped yet. They could always go around again.
Kevin Whitehead is a jazz columnist for eMusic.com. His latest book is Why Jazz, A Concise Guide. He reviewed Wonderful, the new album by the Deep Blue Organ Trio on the Origin label. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our engineer is Audrey Bentham. Dorothy Farabee is our administrative assistant. Melody Kramer is our associate producer of online media. Roberta Shurrock directs the show. I'm Terry Gross.